guys, and welcome to season 3 of the LeaderQuest podcast. So excited that you could join us this season. This season, we are profiling businesses hit by the COVID economy. So located within this next season are business owners, our business leaders, invested in local communities, traversing the world through the COVID economy. I hope that you are blessed. I hope that you can grow from it. And I hope that you are encouraged to keep pressing on. And if you know of a story or would like to share your own story, reach out to me, justin@justinhebert.com. I would love to profile you and share your story with the world.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome again to the LeaderQuest podcast. This is season 3, and we are talking this season to small business owners about their COVID economy experience. And I am thrilled today to welcome Gary Anich to the show today. I met Gary a couple of weekends ago. We actually stopped in his shop. I'll let Gary tell you a bit more about what he does. But we were in the neighborhood. We saw a flyer. We decided to stop in. And I'll be honest, it was probably the highlight of our weekend. And so I instantly in the store said, Gary, I got to have you on the podcast. I want you to talk about what you guys do. So Gary, welcome to the show and thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I introduced you, but I didn't tell you about your business or your background because I have just found that that stuff always comes better from you. So would you mind filling in some of those details about who you are?
Sure. I'm owner-operator Aunt May's Sweet Tooth. We specialize in gourmet, English toffee, and fudge. We're located on 830 18th Street in downtown Bakersfield, right across the street from Cafe Smitten. We just opened in February, although we've been making and selling the toffee for 13 years. And it comes from Aunt May, who was my grandmother. And I used to eat it, the English toffee, when I was a kid. And I loved it. And I thought, you know, why not sell it? So we started selling it. And I used to own a farm. And the farming business kind of turned south. We sold out. And then we started focusing on the English toffee and expanding the flavors and everything like that. And that's about it. Then we moved to 830 18th Street in February, and then the pandemic happened. So,
great timing.
Yeah, great timing. A month later, we had to, you know, all that happened. So,
yeah. We'll dive into that because I'm sure people want to hear how you guys have had to navigate the last several months. But I'm intrigued. You said you guys were doing this for 13 years and then decided to open up in February. So what was behind that? I mean, you mentioned a previous business, but what was that impetus behind, hey, let's make this a legit thing and go for it?
Well, you see, we were farming, and that's a full-time job. We farmed table grapes outside Delano, and we were doing the toffee. It was kind of on the back burner, but it was selling, and we got on. We have a nice website. And we're on Amazon. You can order us off Amazon. And we were doing a lot of internet orders. And then I thought, you know, why not have a storefront with a big kitchen and everything so we can sell this stuff to the public and then make more of it in bulk and sell it. And that's when we started looking for a building in 2018-19. And then we finally found it. And then we moved in this year. And then the pandemic happened. So... great timing. Like you said, great timing.
So I'll let you know and everybody that's listening to this, because I told you when we were in store, we ended up buying stuff. We bought a couple of the caramel apples and some toffee and just, you know, some candy and some of the goodies that you guys had. We literally got home and I had to go to work. I got home 3 hours later. Out of all of the stuff that we bought, they saved me one bite of apple. We bought multiple apples. We bought multiple candies. We bought multiple fudges.
Yeah,
I got one bite of one thing. That was what they saved me. So if you want to know that it's good, my family didn't even save any for me. So you guys have to stop by and see them.
Well, that's too bad for you. Good for them, but too bad for you.
Yeah. I'll have to come back, and I won't bring anybody with me this time. You guys opened in February. You had to pivot, right? Like February... man, you're living the dream. You're in this business. Your future's bright.
March,
26th happens.
We were doing fine. You know, we opened the week before Valentine's Day, so we hit it pretty hot. And then, you know, slowed down, and then the pandemic happened. So I don't even know what a normalcy is, to be honest with you.
That's fair. Maybe you guys hadn't established a normal. But from your projected, right? So February, a week before Valentine's, you guys are open. Certainly you have some sort of plan, you know, marketing and whatever. That gets affected. So walk us through what you guys kind of immediately did to survive those first couple of months. How did you guys have to pivot your business to stay afloat?
Well, we didn't have to shut down, which was good. We were deemed essential. But, I mean, I couldn't get anybody to come in the store. So, I mean, everybody was at home. And so what I did was I started boosting on Facebook, focusing on our internet orders. And our internet orders went really high, and like around like they would be at Christmas time. So, but, it wasn't enough, to be honest with you. But we got a really good boost around Easter time because we were the only ones open. You know, C's wasn't open or anybody was open, so we were selling Easter baskets like you would not believe. I mean, we sold out. The day before Easter, we had nothing left, which was good.
Mm.
Then we went back to nothing. You know, it slowed completely down. Then came Mother's Day, same thing. You know, the week of Mother's Day, we sold a whole bunch. And then it was back down to nothing. And Father's Day was similar. The problem is I think we have restaurants around us like Mexicali, Cafe Smitten. We have a really good barbecue, play Angry Barbecue right down the street. And when they shut the restaurants down, it hurt us because we had people coming over from the restaurants. So all this eating outside, I mean, it cuts their business way down too. So everybody's suffering, you know, because of it.
Yeah, it certainly changed. If you're familiar with the look of downtown Bakersfield, it certainly changed. The way those restaurants work, actually, you know, I discovered you guys because I had been to Angry Barbecue for a meeting a few weeks back, and I took my wife, whatever, two Saturdays ago. I'm like, you have to try this food. And you guys came by with a flyer, and I'm like, we're here, let's go. So that boots on the ground technique, at least for us, worked. I certainly hope you're seeing other payoffs from that, but walk us through maybe how you are trying to navigate that marketing. You mentioned, you know, boosting Facebook, and I saw you through some traditional, you know, walk in the streets marketing. How are you guys trying to get the word out there to let people know you're here and provide an essential service for people?
Yeah, that's the problem. We've done Bakersfield Life magazine monthly. We're going to be in next month. We'll be in the Seven Oaks magazine, and then they just did a thing where, you know, the Kern County Fair food, you could go buy the food. They did they did an ad on us because we have that, we have some wild, like the Flamin' Cheeto Toffee we just came out with. So it's kind of like fair food. We have chocolate dipped Oreos and stuff. I've done that. And like I said, I'm nightly, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, trying to get people's attentions, I'm trying to get really good pictures of all the stuff we have. And letting people know that we're out there, we're out here, we're here, and we're open, and come see us. And that's really all I can do, I think. I mean, I'm trying. Yeah, we're handing out flyers at lunchtime and trying to get people to come over. And it's a challenge, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I checked you guys out on social media beforehand, particularly Instagram.
Yes.
You've got great pictures up, like just seeing what you guys do is pretty cool to see. And so I think that will pay off. And what I'm wondering, because so my background, since you and I aren't super familiar with each other yet, is leadership development. I really got started coaching doing burnout prevention in leaders, right? How do we keep leaders healthy? And so I hear you talking about, hey, we're essential. And I suppose on the surface, you know, so many businesses were shut down that somebody could from the outside say, well, what made you essential and not us? And I hear from the leadership development side of you, your essential service to me is mental health, right? Like, hey, this thing has sucked for everybody. If a chocolate is a nice little pick-me-up, man, that's a good place to be, right? Like,
I agree.
We've all needed that the last 6 months.
Yeah. I don't know how they deem the whole thing essential. I don't even know if I agree with it. But we were fortunate enough to stay open, so I tried to take advantage of it. Like I said, for the Easter thing, we did real well. The holidays, we did real well. But like I said, during the week, a lot of people were afraid to leave their houses and stuff like that. So I capitalized on the situation. That's the best I could do. And in an unfortunate situation we were all in. And that's pretty much it. I like I said, the whole essential thing, I think all these restaurants should be open right now. I mean, I really don't see the point of them being closed. I mean, I think a lot of them are going to go broke if they stay closed any longer. I mean, that's the way I feel.
I think that will be an unfortunate side effect for lots of businesses, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, so I think, though, that's a good point to start to pivot. So we talked about, kind of what you had to do to stabilize in 2020. And one of the things that you mentioned a couple of times is, we did really well around the holidays. We are starting quarter four, right? We're recording at the beginning of October. We are, like, getting ready for holiday season, right? So how do you guys project out into just, not just quarter four maybe of 2020, but into the new year? How are you guys trying to ramp up business now and end 2020 well?
Last month we've already started reaching out to businesses, farms for Christmas. You know, they have big orders and stuff. We do that every year. We do corporate gifts. And so we're doing that. We're focusing on that. Now that we have the store, we can focus on Halloween. And we have a lot of Halloween treats. We made Halloween-themed candy. We use the toffee and the Rice Krispie treats and everything that we have, caramel apples, whatever. And this Saturday, we sold a lot of it already. And it was only the 3rd of October. So we've got a ton of that. That seems to be working really well. And after Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, so we'll be focusing on that. But Christmas, I'm banking on Christmas will be pretty big. So I think everybody spends money for Christmas. Everybody gives somebody something. So usually Christmas, even without the store last year, we did fairly decent with the internet sales and the Amazon sales, the website sales, and like I said, the corporate gifts. And that's pretty much it. But so far, Halloween is even though it's nowhere near, it's been a big hit, so which is good.
Yeah, I have the sense people. I was listening to the radio today, and guy with the DJ on the morning radio was saying, he just moved into town.
Yeah.
U-Haul showed up with their stuff. They were unpacking all of this, and he goes, and I had to go to Lowe's to buy, some stuff to fix up the house as we're moving in, and I saw Christmas stuff out. And he goes, when I started this segment, going to rag on it because who wants Christmas? And then I realized, like, after the 2020 we've had, maybe we need a little extra Christmas. And so I have a feeling that, something like what you guys do is going to be right in people's alley. And, like, you know what? If I've survived 2020 to this point, I deserve a little fudge, right? I deserve some chocolate. It's time to celebrate. We're hoping that this economy reopens. We are hoping we can experience some fairly quick growth and rebound. We're hoping even in the midst of continuing climbing numbers and the election and all the things that we have facing us, we also need some sort of normalcy and sanity to return to our daily lives.
Yeah, normalcy mainly, because it's a struggle every day, the stress. So,
I'm curious about that because in the midst of this, right, you're running a business and have people that are counting on you. So you mentioned your stress. Just curiously, what have you done to kind of keep your own sanity over the last 6 months? How are you staying healthy?
I'm all right as long as I stay busy. I mean, I'm all right. It's the hours aren't – we let people go at the beginning and we just shorten the hours down so it's not – too bad. We're open from Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 3, and then on Saturday is just 10 to 2. I'm closed Sundays. Mondays, we never got any business, so I just stayed closed. But I got everybody making the toffee. We haven't really slowed down. The internet sales are decent, and like Saturday was a good day. We brought in some good money, so was Friday. So, but then like Thursday was horrible. So I there's no normalcy. I don't know what tomorrow brings. It's not. Like I said, we'll have a really good day and we'll think, hey, this is great. And then the next day it'll be terrible. We'll only have like 8 or 9 people come in. It's crazy. I don't know how to predict it. I don't know what to think. Like I said, if everything was open, like these restaurants and everything, I think it'd be a lot better.
Absolutely. I think people are craving for those chances to get out. My wife, so we recently had our
14th wedding anniversary. And she goes, "You didn't take me out for anniversary." I'm like, "I can't take you out."
Damn. Where did you go? I guess you ever go to Nevada.
I think people are struggling. People are hurting. But I also get the sense that what you guys are doing is gonna help meet a need of people. People are longing more so for the holiday season this year than maybe they have in years past. And what it means to love and be in community and to give gifts and be generous and to provide support to those.
Yeah.
While it's hard maybe for you to predict, I see good things for you. You're a business owner. And yeah. You've mentioned, hey, things are up and things are down, and I can't predict it, and I don't know what to plan for. So maybe yeah. In some ways you already asked this, but I also, like I said at the start of the show, this season in particular is geared towards business leaders and their COVID economy experience. So what's one question or challenge that you're currently facing to let other business owners know that, like, hey, you know what, you're not alone, and we're going to figure this out together?
Well, you know, the biggest problem I have, I think, because I'm new in town, like I said, I only opened in February, I'm having trouble getting people to come in, and people don't know about us. That's what I thought, you know, because I sold this stuff for years, and Sweet Surrender, Sully's, you know, the gas stations, and other various places. I thought a lot more people knew who we were, and I get people coming in all the time. They have no idea. But we are, get people that come in, they have no idea what English toffee is, and you have to, like, run it down for them and tell them what we got. And that's become a problem for me. It's just getting my name out there, and that's why I'm trying to get into magazines. I'm doing the social media thing, and I'm doubling down on a lot of that stuff just to get the name out there and the product out there so people know about it, and if you come in the store and buy anything, please post it. That's all I can ask.
Yes, absolutely. That social goodwill goes a long way,
yeah.
And I think that's a fairly common point. I mean, I'm glad you raised that, because in my work with businesses, part of the stuff that I've seen is entrepreneurship is on the rise, right? People are taking advantage of, hey, I don't have to commute to work. Maybe now is the time to start this side hustle.
Yeah.
But man, getting your name out there is a real big challenge for people. And yes, yeah. More people are on Facebook and spending more time on Facebook, but that also leads to greater fatigue. And so
yeah.
Finding ways
yeah.
to break through that can be difficult, but it sounds like you guys have been doing it for several months and it's working. And so, man, I think people ought to reach out. You probably got some wisdom to share. But before I take your contact information, because I want people to call you, I want people to find you on Facebook. I want people to stop by your store. One final chance. I want to give you a space to, because
yes.
you just, you've already identified a problem you're facing, but would you mind just leaving our business owners, our leaders, with just a final word of encouragement or blessing to keep on doing what they're doing?
Yeah, don't give up. I think this thing will be over, hopefully. Just keep, I take, live your life by the hour, not by the day. Go take, plan out every hour and just keep going. Don't give up. Never let go. And keep pushing forward. Because I think we, even though it's been very slow this year, we have made progress. We have gotten people. We are seeing the same people come back for, you know, like you said, the caramel apples and the Rice Krispie treats and, of course, the toffee. And the advertising does help. I get a lot of people that come in and say, oh, we saw you on Facebook, or we saw you on Instagram, or we saw you in the newspaper or whatever, or we heard from a friend. So, and like I said, the flyers help. That caught your eye, got you in there. So I would just say do all you can. Don't give up, whatever you do.
But thank you, Gary, for being on the LeaderQuest podcast today. I do want to give people a chance to get in touch with you. So you mentioned you're
yeah.
on Facebook, you mentioned you're on Instagram, you mentioned you have
yes.
a storefront. Any,
yes.
if you want them to call you, email you, like how can people get in touch with you the best?
Like I said, we're located at 830 18th Street downtown, and then our phone number is 661-725-5200. That's 725-5200. And then if you go on our Facebook or Instagram, I'm the guy doing all that. You could message me anytime. That's a lot of options. Or just come to the store.
Excellent.
We're open. Yeah.
Yeah, what are your store hours?
We are 10 to 3 right now, Tuesday through Friday, and then 10 to 2 on Saturdays. As the holidays approach, we're going to go back to our normal hours, which would be like, you know, 10 to 5 in the afternoon. But also, we ship nationwide. So if you want to go, if you want to ship something to somebody in Florida or New York, we're available at, you just go to our website, www.antmaysuites.com, and you can order and have it shipped to, you know, relatives, loved ones, whatever you want to do.
Excellent. Thank you, Gary, for being on the show today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So what did you guys think of the interview with Gary Anich of Aunt May's Sweet Tooth? We'd love to hear your comments and your feedback. Be sure to give this LeaderQuest podcast a subscribe in whatever platform you are listening to, and stay tuned for the next episode where we will interview another business leader to help you navigate COVID economy.